Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee kurup, guten tag, jao, weevi, vakat bang, half a day, jai janendra, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Kilitary Industrial Corp Nation in the post-constitutional cheese-covered bankster-bankrupt corruptocracy-mocracy criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they sure eat a lot of rotting animal corpse. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And yes, we should be covering issues of global significance, this program running on important progressive talk radio stations. I see this year's dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is the largest ever, the size of New Jersey and Delaware combined, caused by agricultural runoff, nitrogen and phosphorus-rich fertilizers robbing the water of oxygen. No marine life can survive in it. The fishing industry all upset with the animal agriculture industry. As an industry based on eating animals kills another industry based on eating animals. Oh, and all the important news this week, the FBI giving itself more power to investigate anyone for no reason. Our endless wars continue. Bradley Manning still hasn't had one pretrial hearing. And yet, here is the one radio program that dares to ask the important question, what do bagels and Steven Tyler's hair have in common? And holy cow, I know hair can be a touchy issue. I wasn't going to say anything about your bad hair day today. Why, did the stuffing fall out of your pillow last night and, well, you just didn't comb your hair today? Or wait, are you having an affair and you snuck off with someone to be alone somewhere? Very private, like the floor of the Foster Farm chicken coop? What are all those feathers doing in your hair? You look ridiculous. What? You put them there on purpose? Well, don't you know that cruelty is never in style? And I see written in the Santa Monica Patch newsletter the headline of an article, Furor may be brewing over feather fashion. Businesses are having a hard time keeping up with the hair industry demand for fly fishing feathers. It says, from farm to fashion. A new style fad is challenging businesses, sweeping popular culture, and inviting consideration of animal welfare. Popularized by such pop stars as Steven Tyler, using rooster feathers as hair accessories is becoming a crazy craze in the beauty industry. Now, no one needs to use rooster feathers except roosters. And when you rob the feathers from a rooster, you're also robbing him of his life. Does a bird really need to die so you can decorate your hair? Quote, I went to a concert and they were actually doing them in the parking lot, said Amanda Giglio, account manager of Pure Extensions, a Santa Monica company carrying the feathers. So I thought, wow, those are totally rad. I want them. I bought two and put them in my hair, and I bought some for my friends. I love them. End quote. Too bad. The roosters hate them. Giglio said every salon and stylist who has worked with Pure Extensions also loves them. And, they want to order more. And what they're ordering, well, more suffering, more death. How rad is that? Sarah Anguiano, a stylist, out of stylist, at Santa Monica's Salon 1452, said, quote, I think it introduces something that isn't too far off the charts and something that's not too edgy. Although I'll bet the roosters are getting a bit edgy right about this time. They notice someone wants to take their feathers, that would certainly make them edgy, and about the time someone's going to take their life for it, huh? And really, what could be more fashionable than, fish bait on the top of your head, right? At least that's how speciesist humans, marketed the feathers in the past. Yes, we humans can do anything we want to our co-inhabitants of the planet because, well, you know, we're species number one. Yeah, USA, USA. Bombing, rip feathers from birds, you know, the arrogance that we have. So now the beauty industry, is it really beautiful? And the fly fishing industry are one and the same. Whiting Farms in Delta, Colorado said it can't keep up with the demand from individual beauty shops for them to keep breeding and killing the birds, you know? I can see it now. The next big source of bird flu, huh? Hair salons. Hey, if you can't wait for your salon to receive its delivery of rooster feathers, go dump a bucket of KFC on the top of your head. You'll be as fashionable as Steven Tyler wearing poultry on his head. And, I see that Irving's famous Feather Kitesen has the new Steven Tyler sandwich. It's a bagel with a feather in the middle. Oh, you can get it gluten-free. It's a feather between two feathers. What do Steven Tyler and bagels have in common? The enzyme L-cysteine is used as a dough conditioner in bagels and other processed bread products. And it's made from duck and chicken feathers. Einstein Bagels uses it, which means, well, the scientist Einstein, a vegan, wouldn't be able to eat an Einstein bagel. Oh, come on. You use your intelligence here, huh? Einstein, the one saying that he believed that the best chances for survival of all life on Earth is our evolution to a vegan diet, right? So, but Einstein can't eat an Einstein bagel, nor could he go to Dunkin' Donuts, because Dunkin' Donuts also has the fine feathered dough conditioner in it. Likewise, you'll find your feathers ruffled by the presence of feather dough conditioner in the Pizza Hut garlic bread and at McDonald's, not necessarily in the Chicken McNuggets, where you might expect feathers, but in the deluxe warm cinnamon roll and the baked apple pie. And we've talked over the years about how many foods and beverages that you think would be vegan are contaminated unexpectedly by animal products. How refined white sugar, you know, like CNH, is filtered through cow bones. And how often wines are clarified by gelatin or egg products. And, you know, years ago when I might down a Guinness or two, well, I stopped that practice. I learned that, it was filtered through fish bladders. Anyway, Web Ecoist put a pretty interesting list together. So what animal ingredients are contaminating what you may think is vegan? Well, beware of juices enhanced with omega-3s, Tropicana's heart-healthy orange juice, fish oil, and gelatin. And some vitamin D-enhanced juices get that from sheep's wool. That's lanolin. Lanolin is the vitamin D in Coca-Cola juices. However, PepsiCo juices have no animal ingredients. Some brands of packaged peanuts contain gelatin, such as Planters dry-roasted peanuts. Some barbecue-flavored chips have chicken fat, such as Baked Lays and Ruffles, the works. And check the label of your soy cheese for casein, the milk protein. Also, red candies and a lot of foods and beverages colored red get their coloring from crushed beetles. Yummy. Red insect dye is usually listed as, cochineal or cochineal, C-O-C-H-I-N-E-A-L, or carminic acid or carmine. And many candies are covered with shellac, a resin from the insect, the lac, usually called confectioner's glaze. Huh? Getting grossed out here myself. And all Hostess products. Oh, I used to live on Hostess cupcakes as a child. I wouldn't touch any Hostess products now. including those Twinkies. They all have beef fat. And if you think your vegetable oil margarine is vegan, check the label for whey, gelatin, or casein. And to be safe on that, go with Earth Balance, which is delicious and vegan. And, let's go somewhere where it will be 100% vegan, where you won't have to worry at all. The San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue is coming Sunday, July 3rd, noon to 3:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Center, 1187 Franklin Street at Geary. And it'll be a blast, you know, all the grilling with none of the killing. Great food and music and speakers. Dr. Elliot Katz, founder of In Defense of Animals, will be speaking. Also, Jake Conroy of Shack 7. He was a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago. You can check out that archive at goveganradio.com. I'll be emceeing this event, which is a benefit for Go Vegan Radio. You know, we have to buy the time to be on the air every week. So we hope to see you there. It's only $10 at the door, which includes food and a raffle ticket. And you will be enjoying food from Tofurky, Sunshine Burger. There's your gluten-free vegan patty from Sunshine Burger. Also Eco Vegan, Whole Soy, Rudy's Bakery, Soli Vegan Restaurant in Oakland will be donating food to us. And we'll have steel drum music from Derek Smith. So we hope to see you there. Again, it is the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue, Sunday, July 3rd, noon to 3:30, 1187 Franklin at Geary. And at 2:30 that day, 2:30 to 3:30, we'll have coffee, cookies, and Constitution. Unless we get cake, then it'll be coffee, cake, and Constitution. A free speech panel discussion with Jake Conroy. Alfredo Cuba, who is coming up as a guest on today's program. And Pat Cuviello, who has gone through many free speech lawsuits, especially related to circus protests, and has been quite successful. It'll be very interesting that day. It's 4th of July weekend, and what could be more patriotic than a panel discussion in support of the Constitution, which, I don't know, these days maybe can get us all arrested, right? Supporting the Constitution can potentially get us arrested. You can declare your independence from meat that day, declare your independence from cholesterol, zero cholesterol, no HCAs, you know, the carcinogen that is formed when you grill meat. Give that to your children. Here, baby, have a carcinogen fresh from the grill. We'll have a solar cooking demonstration, compostable plates and utensils. So we hope to see you there, okay, at the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue, Sunday, July 3rd, noon to 3:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Center. And then let me be your social director for the month of July. Let's look forward to the Animal Rights Conference, AR 2011, happening July 21st through the 25th in Los Angeles at the Westin LAX Hotel. Check out the program schedule, and you can register online now at the discounted rate. The website is ar2011.org. It's ar2011.org. Go Vegan Radio is proud to be a sponsor this year. We look forward to seeing Dennis Kucinich there this year. Yes, our favorite vegan in the House of Misrepresentatives, the only vegan in Congress. So therefore the only one who's always recommending that we have a Department of Peace. You know, the only one who makes any sense in Congress. Yes, Dennis Kucinich. A vegan, he'll be at the Animal Rights Conference, where you'll find over 100 speakers. I'll be one of them. 90 exhibits, 40 videos, including premieres. It's a fantastic experience, a gathering of true heroes. And we'll network, we'll schmooze, we'll strategize, and we'll work for the animals. There'll be some demonstrations going on in L.A. around that time, too, just before the conference. We'll protest Ringling Brothers Circus. Just after the conference, we'll protest vivisection at UCLA. So it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We are listener supported. I need your help. Please make a tax-deductible donation. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, go to goveganradio.com. Oh, okay. So Alfredo Cuba is coming up next, and I just about forgot to say we want today's show to be a pledge drive. We want to raise $5,000 because, well, airtime is expensive and we desperately need your help so that we can stay on the air. And look at me, I'm forgetting to mention that we're doing a pledge drive today. Well, Alfredo's going to come up and he'll tell you all about it today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
If you're looking for delicious, healthy, organic, high-protein, gluten-free vegan burgers, look in the frozen section of your natural foods market for Sunshine Burgers, made from ground raw organic sunflower seeds, organic rice, vegetables, and sea salt. Oven-baked and browned, you just reheat and serve Sunshine Burgers, original garden herb, Southwest, and barbecue veggie burgers, falafel patties, and hemp-fest breakfast patties. Gluten-free Sunshine Burgers, verified GMO-free by the Non-GMO Project. Sunshine Burgers, in the frozen section. Try Sunshine Burgers at the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue, Sunday, July 3rd, at the First Unitarian Universalist Center, Franklin at Geary in San Francisco, noon to 2:30. And visit sunshineburger.com. Looking for a realtor with the ethics of a vegan and nearly three decades experience in Bay Area real estate? Meet Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer.
Thanks, Bob. I've been a vegan for almost as long as I've been a real estate broker. I got my license in 1983, and I've been a vegan for about 20 years, which is the best decision I ever made for myself and my family. It has done wonders improving my health. And now I'm proud to say I have three healthy vegan grandchildren.
Judith, in your profession as a realtor, you actually practice what you teach.
There are some great opportunities for people, and my motto is selling dreams, not just houses. So I love to work with people, but these are challenging economic times for others who are vulnerable to disreputable people with scams and schemes. I just want everyone to know I'm here to help.
Call Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer, 888-258-6854. That's 888-258-6854.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first vegan animal rights radio show ever. We were on Air America for a year, now broadcasting for over 10 years, and we have to buy the airtime every week. And my guest today, Alfredo Cuba, a longtime animal rights activist and free speech advocate in the San Francisco Bay Area, tells me, I don't ask for money enough on the show. And, there's so much information and so many ways that we need to try to help animals that I really don't like to ask for money. But we need it. We have to pay for the airtime every week. So Alfredo has convinced me that today we should have a pledge drive show like you hear elsewhere on the dial. You can make a tax-deductible donation. And we'd like to raise $5,000 so we can continue to be on Green 960 in San Francisco, KPOJ Portland. I have so many other stations who are interested in having us on the air. But these days, you have to pay for airtime. It's not like when I was a program director years ago, I considered myself a public trustee, and I would put important programming on the air because it was valuable to the community. Well, now the value comes with a price tag, and we need your help. And Alfredo Cuba is here with us today. And how have you gotten involved with animal issues, by the way? I mean, you've been...
Well, I guess it's just like you, Bob. I mean, animals deserve to have a voice. They're exploited routinely on a daily basis. And someone needs to speak for them, and you are that voice on the radio that educates all the listeners about animal issues that you hear nowhere else, not even in the so-called alternative media. They do not cover animal issues. You are the only radio station personality that addresses all array of animal issues out there, and we need you, the listeners, to support this radio station and this great host, Bob Linden, who has been bringing you animal issues continuously for how long, Bob? 10 years?
Yes, about 10 and a half years right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's incredible. You will not hear anything else, any animal rights, any animal issues anywhere else, not even in the alternative medias.
Right, and you and I have both been, I mean, we've lobbied Pacifica, KPFA, KPFK.
They're not interested in animal issues. We need to raise $5,000 in the next hour to help this program, this animal program. This is the voice of the animals. Without this program, no one will be able to know about what's going on out there with animal issues. And so we're asking you to please, in the next hour, you go to the website, goveganradio.com, and go to the donation page and donate. Be generous. Mm-hmm. This is the only vegan animal rights radio on the air. And so please, take a moment to give a little. After all, Bob and this beautiful program gives too much, a lot to the community. Without GoVegan Radio, I don't know where the animals be. We will not be informed about all these issues about animals. So we are pleading with you, the listeners, to help us stay on the air, to help Bob and this beautiful program about animals and animal rights. Go to GoVeganRadio.com right now and make a pledge, make a donation to keep us on the air. We need to raise $5,000 in the next hour to help Bob pay the bills for this beautiful program. Right, Bob?
Well, thank you, Alfredo. Yes, I mean, this is, I've dedicated my life to the animals, and to me the most important thing is to have media access to reach as many people as possible, to let them know that, you know, there is another way. I mean, everybody, you know, people are going around saying, oh, there's so much wrong, we're on the wrong path. Well, they don't realize how their diet is affecting everything going on in this country. So people don't have to have heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes. We can cool global warming and climate change by going vegan and being kind to animals and looking at all the issues where animals are abused, and we can avoid buying products tested on animals. We can protest vivisection, just the wasting of so many billions of dollars in the wrong direction on healthcare issues. And this is the program that brings a certain truth.
Where else will you listen to these boys? The voice of the animals, only on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. So please go to our website, goveganradio.com, right now and pledge. We need to raise $5,000. And without your help, you, the listener, without your support, this fantastic program that is a voice for the animals cannot continue. Bob is in a very, very difficult position every week trying to raise money to be on the air, to bring the voice of the animals to you so that you can be aware about all the issues, all the exploitation, all the cruelties, all the things that you don't hear anywhere else in the media. Please, go to goveganradio.com right now and pledge. Make a generous donation to this program. You will not hear anywhere else in any radio station anything about animal issues. Please.
The animals would pay if they could, but, well, they pay with their lives. And so we're here to try to save them from becoming food or clothing or objects of experimentation or unwilling...
Slaves for entertainment.
Yes, slaves for entertainment. And you've done many protests in your time against rodeos. Yes. And circuses. And tell us a little bit about your case. You know, we have a great event coming up, the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue. July 3rd. It's noon to 3:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Center, which is Franklin and Geary in San Francisco. And there, we'll, right there, we're having a vegan barbecue. All the grilling with none of the killing, zero cholesterol. And you know, when you grill meat,
when you grill flesh, flesh and blood.
When you grill flesh and blood, heterocyclic amines are formed, HCAs. They are carcinogens.
Yes.
So who talks about that?
If we were carnivores or omnivores, I tell people often, you will be eating raw flesh, you know, raw decomposed flesh, because that's what carnivores and omnivores eat. We are not neither, and so
we don't resemble carnivores
at all
in our physiology.
We're primates. We're Homo sapiens. We're herbivores. We thrive on plant foods, and we die on flesh foods. So, again, we need to support this type of programming. Go to goveganradio.com right now and pledge. Be generous. Bob Linden is a very generous person. He devotes his entire life to bringing you this very exclusive type of programming.
And, you know, when you support the program, it enables us to do special events also over the years. We've started many vegan festivals. We've had an animal rights film festival. We have the barbecue coming up on July 3rd.
You're educating the public because they don't hear any of these issues anywhere else. I mean, where else can you hear issues about vivisection, animals being tortured by the drug and pharmaceutical industries, pretending that they're curing diseases that we are causing that are, for the most part, preventable with diet? Where else could you hear issues about animals being exploited and enslaved for entertainment? Where else can you hear issues about animals being exploited and murdered, you know, for diets that are unhealthy? Only here on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
We do make
Go
the connections to all of the issues, basically war and peace and violence and poverty, world hunger,
and all the
deforestation,
all the oppression. You know, oppression is universal. It doesn't apply to only one species, humans. It applies to all species, and we humans have been exploiting to death all other species and nature. And Bob is that voice. He brings to you that voice that you cannot hear anywhere else. Animals do not have a voice. He is their voice, and you need to support him and this very important radio show. Please go to goveganradio.com right now and also tell your friends and go to the donation page and be generous. Donate. We need to raise $5,000 in the next hour to keep Bob Linden on the air. He needs to pay bills.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Alfredo Cuba today, who is also the recipient of the Cesar Chavez Award, the first recipient of that award from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Cesar Chavez, a hero to us, a vegan himself. Most people don't know that. So, Alfredo, interested in issues related to free speech. We're going to have a discussion on the Constitution at our barbecue on July 3rd. And tell us a bit about your experiences with the...
I was lucky enough, Bob, I have been protesting animal abuse, and entertainment is one of the issues that I have been opposed to for a long time. And during a period of protest against rodeos and circuses in the Cow Palace in San Francisco, I was subjected to arrests and a violation of my constitutional rights, as well as other protesters. And I was lucky enough that, we filed a lawsuit in federal court, and the courts grant us the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals actually grant us the right to protest at this government-owned facility, the Cow Palace. And we were lucky enough that the case has precedent now. And it is Cuba versus California. So I was very lucky to be involved in that.
And what is the precedent? So what came out of that?
Like in many other cases where protesters are forced to be placed in small boxes or box areas.
A fenced off area. A little
correct. And the court ruled that those box or fence areas were unconstitutional because they basically deprive you of your ability to communicate with the majority of attendees in these places. And so it has precedent because now you can basically be right in front of the entrances of many of these places to peacefully engage patrons and educate them about how animals are exploited, as well as other issues. But again, you will not hear things like this in any other radio station about animals.
Mm-hmm. And so, animal rights issues and constitutional issues go hand in hand right now.
Yes, animals, unfortunately, they don't have free speech like we do. But you are right that animal activists are often the most, violated by police and businesses and so forth. And their rights are violated often, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up at the top of the terrorist list, oddly enough.
Well, yes.
You know, it's very, yes. Very crazy what's going on here. So we want to raise $5,000 this hour. This is... It's the first time I've done a pledge drive show in 10.5 years. And frankly, I listen to Pacifica and all of them. It makes me uncomfortable, really, to be asking for money, you know?
Not at all, Bob. You shouldn't be uncomfortable at all because you are not beholden to corporate interests, which is very important. So you need the listeners to support you. And so it's very important that you right now go to govianradio.com and go to that donation page and please be generous. Bob gives his heart and his life to this program, to the animals, and he's devoted to it. And so please help us keep this very important radio programming on the air. He needs to pay bills every month, every week, to be on the air and bring the voices of the animals.
Yeah, airtime is expensive, you know. Free speech is expensive. It comes with a price, and we do have to pay for airtime. So please make a donation now at goveganradio.com. And we will continue with Alfredo Cuba coming up on the program. We have to have some studies to look at here related to the vegan lifestyle, more information to help you make the decision to go vegan, to go cruelty-free. And so we will continue. And for archives and podcasts, you can go to goveganradio.com. And on Facebook, it's Bob Linden. Twitter, Go Vegan Radio. And we'll be talking to you again in a few minutes with Alfredo Cuba today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
We got something for you who don't want meat. A natural soy product and a tasty treat. It's tofurkey. That's what I said, tofurkey. There's tofurkey roast, deli slices too. They have tofurkey sausage, even jerky to chew. We admit the name is kind of quirky, but once you taste it, you'll love tofurkey, tofurkey. Come on, give it a try. It's tofurkey. See us at tofurkey.com. T-O-F-U-R-K-Y, tofurkey. Wherever quality natural foods are sold.
VeganEssentials.com, your award-winning online vegan superstore with over 1,200 different all-vegan products in stock. From food to footwear, personal care to household items, it's all there at VeganEssentials.com. Enter GVR for Go Vegan Radio in the coupon box for your 10% discount on all orders over $50. Limited time only, VeganEssentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN, vegan owned and operated, VeganEssentials.com. Enter GVR in the coupon box for 10% off now. What you want is at VeganEssentials.com. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special treat, no meat in San Jose. It's Vegetarian House Organic Vegan Restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. Vegetarian House, a world-class dining experience since 1994, featuring fine cuisine from around the world. Vietnam, China, Thailand, India, Europe, the Middle East, and the Americas. Made from local organic GMO-free ingredients. Sauces, bean curd, and noodles made in-house. Powered by rooftop solar panels, Vegetarian House, concerned with the environment, compassion for animals, and your health, offers to-go packaging that's biodegradable and compostable. See the extensive menu at vegetarianhouse.us, including appetizers, soups, salad, sandwiches, dazzling desserts, organic fruit and vegetable juices. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street, San Jose. Catering available. Open for weekday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dinner 5 to 9, Saturday and Sunday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Call 408-292-3798, vegetarianhouse.us.
Vegan! vegans are number one at number two.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. If you'd like to advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services, email me, bob@goveganradio.com. And my friend today, Alfredo Cuba, has talked me into making today's show a pledge drive, and we need to raise $5,000. Please go to the website and donate online right there so that a program can be on here so that you'll hear, for example, well, a new study confirms what we've been saying on Go Vegan with Bob Linden for a decade now. The healthy way to eat is vegan. And Dr. Neil Barnard, observing on the PCRM website, says that this study in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association with over 13,000 participants basically is confirming that the benefits of following a plant-based or vegan diet can be valuable beyond weight loss goals, pointing to lower cholesterol levels, lower blood pressure, lower risk for heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and hypertension. Those who did not eat meat were slimmer, and fiber intake 24% higher for them, a calcium intake 17% higher than the meat eaters, and they also consumed, the vegans consumed more magnesium, potassium, iron, thiamine, riboflavin, folate, and vitamins A, C, and E. And, you know, and then there are people who will say to me, but Bob, it's all about exercise. I can eat anything I want as long as I exercise. Well, yeah, exercise is great. And, you know, you may be a total hard body world-class athlete, just like world champion surfing legend Andy Irons, dead at age 32 of a massive heart attack with arteries so clogged you would have thought that he would have been decades older. Three-time world surfing champion, Dr. Vincent DiMaio, a prominent forensic pathologist, reviewed Irons' autopsy and said, a plaque of Mr. Irons' severity located in the anterior descending coronary artery is commonly associated with sudden death. Go vegan.
And where else can you hear news like this, but with Bob Linden and GoVeganRadio.com.
Well, the media is bought and sold by the meat industry, right?
By all industries. And also the environmental implications and environmental impact of eating an animal-based diet. You can reduce your carbon footprint by an astonishing 90% by simply switching to a vegan diet or a plant-based diet. That is astonishing. That's compared to only 5% by buying locally. So the contrast is tremendous. Mm-hmm. Please.
And in global warming, methane is a critical, over 70 times more toxic than carbon. And that's what comes from the cows and dairy, and you're drinking milk and eating ice cream and having butter.
Yes. Please go to goveganradio.com and pledge to save and keep Go Vegan Radio on the air. Bob needs to pay bills, and the bills are accumulating. He's actually behind, and we're asking you to step to the plate and help pay for these bills so that Bob can continue bringing you the voice of the animals. We're trying to raise $5,000 in this hour, and we need your help. We need your support. You, the listener, you are the one who benefits from this program. Only Bob Linden brings you the voice of the animals. No other media or radio station or TV station, for that matter, brings you news and issues about animals. This is the only animal rights vegan radio program on the air. It's incredible. So please, again, go to goveganradio.com and go and donate and pledge and be generous. We need to raise $5,000 to help Bob stay on the air and pay for his bills.
And the bills are, you know, purchasing the airtime from radio stations. We want to keep going, and we want to keep growing also. It's so important that our message reach the public. You know, people don't know that there's an alternative. I was the first vegetarian I ever knew. You know, I wish somebody would have told me at a young age what happens to the animals, the cruelty that goes on in the dairy industry, in the egg industry. You know, for a while, I thought I was doing, you know, some good as a vegetarian, still eating animal products, you know, until I learned about what being vegan is all about. I wish I had this kind of veducation when I was
we are all brainwashed and desensitized to animal issues because corporations dominate the media and everything, and so it's very easy for people to not pay attention to these things. And so without a voice, without a program like this one, without Bob Linden, there'll be no voice for the animals, and no education, no critical thinking, no alternative voice to bring out what corporations, industries are doing to the environment and animals. Mm-hmm. So please go to goveganradio.com right now. We need you. We need you to go there and pledge and be generous. We need to raise $5,000 to help goveganradio.com stay on the air. Please go to goveganradio.com and make a pledge and tell your friends, share these pledge drive with others to help us keep goveganradio.com and Go Vegan Radio going strong for the animals' sake.
Mm-hmm. And really, you don't hear a show for the animals in what are considered the progressive media. You know, I mean, the progressive talk show hosts, none of them are vegan. None of them recognize this as the solution to all of our problems. You know, war and violence and global warming and deforestation and all of the problems we face. Speciesism runs rampant, even among progressives. I ran for the program council on KPFK, and someone said to me, oh, you care more about animals than you care about people. But
that's like saying you care more about men than women, or you care more about whites than blacks. Is a speciesism. Is a form of oppression. And, it's not like that. I mean, Bob, you cannot say that you care about one and not the other. It's hypocritical.
Of course we care about people and
we care about everything.
Our other co-inhabitants of the planet. And actually, when you do good things for animals, like not eat them, good things happen to people.
And it is actually the opposite. When people eat animals, they're actually contributing to world hunger. So they are the ones that are actually not caring much about people, because they're squandering resources and food and all of that. And it's backwards.
We're raising $5,000 this hour. Please help. Go to goveganradio.com, click donate, and it's a tax-deductible donation to support this program. Free speech is expensive, and we are the only voice for animals. You won't find a show like this on Pacifica, KPFK, KPFA, or in progressive talk. I mean, Randy Rhodes talks about eating chicken all the time. Mike Malloy calls Republicans pigs and rats and dogs. Why does he elevate the Republicans that way, huh? I thought he was trying to insult them.
Why did they insult the animals?
He's complimenting, he's complimenting Republicans by saying that.
That's right.
I don't get it. You know, as much as I love Mike, you never get the perspective from the animals. I'm vegan now for 27 years. It's the best decision I ever made. And,
going cruelty-free, living without cruelty, living with compassion, kindness, and respect for all life on Earth. That's the kind of program Bob Linden and Go Vegan Radio brings to you. Please go to goveganradio.com and make a pledge and a donation, generous donation. We need to raise $5,000 for Go Vegan Radio and goveganradio.com. Like you were saying, Bob, when you eat animals, you're not just contributing to the horrible industry, which is the slaughterhouse, but you're also disseminating forests and wildlife, killing wildlife. It's just incredible. And you don't hear any of this anywhere. Bob Linden is their voice. And you are the beneficiary of this program, this very important program that brings to you the voice of the animals, their issues. Please go to goveganradio.com and make a generous donation. Yeah. Pledge. So, we need to raise $5,000. Please help us. Help Bob to stay on the air and help the animals. Thank you.
Yeah, no advertising here from McDonald's, McDevils or Murder King, Wendy's or Kills Jr., Up Chuck E. Cheese.
Taco Hell.
Yeah, Taco Hell, KFC, Killing for Cash, Kentucky Fried Chicken. None of those advertising dollars come this way, so we are listener-supported vegan and animal rights media infiltration.
That's right. The only products that you will hear mentioned in this program are all vegan products, and they're great products. And so we need you to support that. We need you to be a voice for the animals. We need you to be there for the animals. Go to goveganradio.com right now and make a pledge. We need your donation. We need to have Bob Linen on the air for many, many more years. We need to have the voice of the animals on the air. Go to goveganradio.com right now and make a donation, please. We need to raise $5,000, and we need your help.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking today to Alfredo Cuba, longtime animal rights activist and free speech advocate in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're going to have a wonderful event, the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue, Sunday, July 3rd, noon to 3:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Center, 1187 Franklin Street at Geary. It's all the grilling with none of the killing. Dr. Elliot Katz of In Defense of Animals will be speaking there. Jake Conroy of Shack, I'll emcee the event. It's a benefit for Go Vegan Radio. You'll enjoy tofurkey and Sunshine Burger and eco-vegan whole soy, Rudy's Bakery, solely vegan food, and steel drum from Derek Smith. Then we'll have a constitutional discussion at the end there at 2:30. Alfredo will take part, Jake Conroy, Pat Cuviello. It's $10 at the door, which includes food and a raffle ticket.
And I even thought that the bodybuilder...
Yeah, Kenneth G. Williams will be there. Say hi to him.
Yeah.
And this is vegan media. I mean, how are animals represented in the media? Well,
as subjects.
Turn on the TV. You see happy cows. The dairy cows are you know, represented as happy cows. Well, PETA has a new lawsuit, you know, targeting the absurd happy cow advertising campaign again. As if cows on factory farms, you know, or dairy farms have one moment of happiness in their miserable lives. But you wouldn't know that, according to the advertising that you get on TV. And
it's all propaganda.
It's all propaganda, right? I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. No,
yes.
I don't think so. I don't even think Anthony Weiner would want to be.
It's like Paul McCartney. He said, if slaughterhouses had glass walls, everybody will be a vegetarian. And believe me, it is true. It is a horrendous place. It's horrible. And animals are really like nothing, like objects. And we can live healthier, happier lives by being vegan, nonviolent, peaceful. And we need you to support this program. Please go to goveganradio.com right now and pledge. We need to raise $5,000 in this hour to keep this show going strong for many, many more years.
Mm-hmm. And we need your support because we buy the airtime. That's the way it works. And
the media today,
we have to pay the bills, and those bills include the price of airtime. Go Vegan Radio is happy to be a sponsor of the Animal Rights Conference happening July 21st through the 25th in Los Angeles at the Westin LAX Hotel. I'll be speaking there. Dennis Kucinich will be there. Come say hi. Go to the website and register and see the schedule. It's AR2011.org, and you know, come join us, and you know, become active. That's what the show is about. It's to make you an activist for the animals. First, you start off by going vegan, not eating them, not wearing them.
Yeah, and don't kid yourself about being green if you eat meat or animals, because you're not. The greenest thing you can do is eating plant foods. Because you're at the low base of the food chain, you're consuming the least, you're being the healthiest, and so to really go be green is to go vegan. And to be even more green, you need to support a vegan radio program like this one. And so please, we are asking you to help us raise $5,000. Go to goveganradio.com. And make a pledge, a generous pledge.
The former program director of Green 960 in San Francisco said, Go Vegan with Bob Linden is the greenest show on Green 960, and with good reason. And you wouldn't know it unless you hear this show over the years, that how meat and dairy cause global warming, climate change, deforestation, resource depletion, yes, habitat destruction. But you don't hear that in the media because they are controlled by the meat and pharmaceutical companies who demand that you be sick. And we're saying there's another way. Your child doesn't have to have diabetes. You can fight obesity, but you have to know how, and here's the radio program. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We have to take another break right now. We're talking to Alfredo Cuba. We have a few more minutes left. Please go to your computer, your laptop, your smartphone. Make a donation. GoVeganRadio.com. It's tax deductible, and you help us pay for the airtime so that the animals have a voice.
I'm a vegan because me hurt animals.
Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro in Portland is so popular, it's had to expand its seating. Find out for yourself why Sweet Lemon rates such rave reviews for its 100% vegan, Asian, and American fusion creative cuisine. Some dishes found nowhere else. See the menu at SweetLemonVeggieBistro.com. Catering trays, vegan cakes, and delivery are available. Sweet Lemon in the Bethany Village Center, 4888 Northwest Bethany Boulevard. Call 503-617-1419. Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro.
What do Paul McCartney, the Skinny Bitch Ultimate Everyday Cookbook, and a box of gourmet chocolates have in common? You can find all three at PETA.org. Check out the latest buzz about your favorite animal-friendly celebrities, discover fun and fabulous gifts for the entire family, and find out ways to help all of our furry, feathered, and finned friends. PETA.org has something for every animal lover. Get active, get informed, and maybe even get yourself a gift at PETA.org today.
You'll love Loving Hut, the fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants ever. Now with over 200 worldwide. The first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford students and faculty have one at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. Visit lovinghut.us for the location near you, including three in San Francisco, Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, and Elk Grove. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us.
Bob Linden.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Bob at GoVeganRadio.com. My thanks to mi amigo Alfredo Cuba for single-handedly organizing a one-week, one-show fun drive for Go Vegan Radio. Next week, I'm sure he'll be deluged with job offers from NPR, PBS, and probably arrest warrants from FBI, CIA, DHS. It is a violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act to support this show. Anyway, please help Alfredo reach his goal of $5,000 raised this week. You see, he takes his free speech seriously. So if you don't donate, don't be surprised if Alfredo is sitting on your living room couch tomorrow night when you get home. He'll have a picket sign there with him. And oh, just in case you haven't noticed, the first three letters in Alfredo's name, yes, A-L-F. You don't want animal rights slogans painted on your house just because you didn't donate at GoVeganRadio.org. So let's be friends, okay? On Ski Mask Book, I'm Bob Linden. I mean, that's Facebook. And vivisectors are invited to cyberstalk me across state lines on Twitter. It's GoVeganRadio, where you'll be encouraged to quit your job for science. The world's greatest scientist, Einstein, a vegan. And oh yeah, Einstein bagels. Not vegan. Obviously, the creators of Einstein bagels, no Einsteins themselves. Bagels can't fly. They don't want to fly. Why are you giving them feathers? When Einstein, the brilliant one, said, nothing will benefit human health and increase the chances for survival of life on Earth as much as the evolution to a vegetarian diet. Go vegan. GoVeganRadio.com. Greetings, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on Green 960. Don't miss Go Vegan with Bob Linden this Sunday at 3 p.m. With so many issues of global significance, this is the only radio show that dares to ask the burning question, what do bagels and Steven Tyler's hair have in common? Also, is that Tropicana juice that you're drinking vegan? How about those Planters peanuts? Listen for the shocking answers this Sunday at 3. BP may be bad for the Gulf of Mexico, but this year, animal agriculture has caused the largest Gulf dead zone ever. And new studies confirm the healthiest way to eat, get rid of the meat. Also on this week's program, we talk to Alfredo Cuba, longtime Bay Area animal activist and free speech advocate. Even winning a landmark court decision in Cuba versus California,
He speaks freely, saying he doesn't think I ask for money enough to support this show, which we desperately need to pay for airtime every week. So he wants this week's program to raise $5,000 and be a pledge drive. So we can start now. Go to goveganradio.com and pledge a tax-deductible donation. Let's raise $5,000 by the end of the show on Sunday. Alfredo will also participate in an important free speech panel discussion, which we will hold at the conclusion of the very exciting event we're planning on Sunday, July 3rd, from noon to 3:30. It's the San Francisco Healthy Holiday Barbecue. All the grilling, none of the killing at the Unitarian Universalist Center, 1187 Franklin Street at Geary. Great food, music, and speakers, including Dr. Elliot Katz, founder of In Defense of Animals, Jake Conroy of Shack. I MC this benefit for Go Vegan Radio. You'll enjoy tofurkey, sunshine burger, food from Eco Vegan, Whole Soy, Rudy's Bakery, Solely Vegan in Oakland, and steel drum music from Derek Smith. At 2:30, the Constitution panel discussion with Jake Alfredo and Pat Cuviello. $10 at the door includes food and one raffle ticket. We will use compostable plates and utensils. And the event is sponsored by the Unitarian Universalists for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the UU Green Committee, and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, which has a benefit vegan bake sale tomorrow in San Francisco, noon to 4 p.m., at Mission Bicycle, 766 Valencia Street, between 18th and 19th. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, made possible in the Bay Area by Vegetarian House, world-class vegan organic cuisine in downtown San Jose, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Visit vegetarianhouse.us. And by Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants, now with over 200 worldwide, the first one in North America in Milpitas, 516 Barber Lane, in Palo Alto, 165 University Avenue. For the Bay Area location near you, visit lovinghut.us. On Facebook, it's Bob Linden. On Twitter, Go Vegan Radio. And for archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation, support this radio program, go to goveganradio.com. That's goveganradio.com.